In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And so, James and John's mom, probably with some connivance of James and John, I call her Mrs. Zebedee. Mrs. Zebedee went and tried to do an end run around the other 10 apostles. Because what she was asking was for her sons to be number one and number two after King Jesus, when Jesus came into his kingdom. And she thought that meant was when he went to Jerusalem and he raised an army and he kicked out the Romans and he reestablished the Davidic kingdom, James and John would be number one and number two. And the other apostles, they would be after that. This is why I call James and John the mama's boys. Now, I once had a parishioner who really didn't like that. She said, "That's not showing respect." I said, "Well, this doesn't deserve respect. And it's not like they stayed that way. They actually became great saints. But we still call Thomas Doubting Thomas, do we not? Even though he doesn't doubt anymore. So these are the mama's boys." And you know how you can tell that this was, you know, an underhanded thing to do? The other apostles were really ticked off because someone had tried to do an end run around them. Now, of course, what Mrs. Zebedee was asking, she didn't know what she was asking for. Because when did Jesus come into his kingdom? Up on the cross. And sitting at his left and at his right were two thieves, the good thief and the bad thief. And even in his kingdom, when he sits at the right hand of the Father, the Blessed Virgin sits by him. And who else? We don't know. But not James and John. They are in the kingdom of God, but not number one and number two. And so Jesus asked them, "Can you drink the chalice that I'm going to drink?" "Oh yeah, we can drink from that fancy gold chalice that belongs to the king." Little did they realize that the chalice that he was drinking was the chalice of suffering. It's a sponge with sour wine stuck on a reed that he drank upon the cross. They would indeed drink from this chalice. This is why they didn't stay the mama's boys. St. John was the last of the apostles to die, the only one not to die a martyr's death, but he died a martyr's life. And St. James was the first of the apostles to be martyred. And then Jesus taught all of the apostles what it truly means to be the king of all creation, that he would suffer and die and be raised from the dead. And that if you want to be great in the kingdom of heaven, you have to be like him. You have to not be served, but serve. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.